Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The 18th century was when much of the Britain we know today appeared. Coffee shops, mass market newspapers, mass produced clothes. It gave birth to a vibrant print culture of anonymous gossip, libelous pamphlets, lesbian pornography, highbrow epic poetry, and of course, the literary form that came to be called the novel. In the 20th century, there was a simple story told about the rise of the novel. It went from the rough prose fictions of Daniel Defoe, through the polite middle-class romances of Samuel Richardson, and the precision-engineered plot of Henry Fielding's Tom Jones. The book that laid out that trajectory, and influenced a generation of scholars after its publication in 1957, was Ian Watt's Rise of the Novel. But today, the book is most remembered for this throwaway remark. The majority of 18th century novels were actually written by women, but this had long remained a purely quantitative assertion of dominance. It was Jane Austen who completed the work that Fanny Burney had begun and challenged masculine prerogative in a much more important matter. Her example suggests that the feminine sensibility was in some ways better equipped to reveal the intricacies of personal relationships and was therefore at a real advantage in the realm of the novel. Oh boy, where do we start? Well, in this series of 6 podcasts, we'll be telling an alternative story about literature in the 18th century. One where women writers before Jane Austen get a look in, and not just as purveyors of small-scale romantic novels. With the help of our academic super squadron, Sophie Colombo, Elizabeth Edwards and Jenny Batchelor, we'll explore how these women set precedents and changed expectations, often while juggling intense family and financial duties. We might even set homework, but don't worry, it'll be the non-obligatory, fun novel reading kind, and thrash out the cases for our favourite writers, Frances Burney, Hester Terrell Piozzi, and the elusive Anonymous. We'll delve into the world of blue stockings and unsexed females. In the words of Lady Mary Wortley Montagu, "No entertainment is so cheap as reading, nor any pleasure so lasting." Except the New Statesman's Hidden Histories podcast, of course. For more info and show notes, visit newstatesman.com/podcast.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.